Welcome to Talking Kootenai Books. I'm Keith Powell. Today our guest is David Savage. Welcome, Dave. Great to have you here today. We're talking about your book, Breakthrough to Yes. So the subtitle of the book is Unlocking the Possible Within a Culture of Collaboration. So let's explore that idea of collaboration. Why do you think that's such an important aspect of life and business?
Today is different than any time in history, Keith. We have to collaborate. We have to work together because nobody has the solutions. The heroes that we try to elect, we try to put the head of our corporations or our not-for-profits, they can't do it by themselves. They have to collaborate. The reason I wrote Breakthrough to Yes is to create a culture of collaboration, to in fact give people the diverse perspectives, design the team, design the process properly. I've got 10 essential steps to collaboration. So number one point is today is more challenging, more complex, and more conflict than ever in history, I would venture to say. So my solution is build a culture. Collaboration is not an event. And more than that, I've created the 10 essential steps to help leaders actually work together better over time and evolve as a team, evolve as an organization.
Interesting. So, Dave, I haven't had the opportunity of interviewing anyone that's written what I would call a business book, and I think yours is probably the closest to that. You do describe it as a business book, is that correct?
You bet.
But I also noticed that when I went through the book and read a number of the chapters, there's sort of life experiences, things that you've written in there that would really apply across the board. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's an interesting situation, Keith. It's my first solo book, and I know as a speaker and as a trainer and as a business coach, stories motivate. So building storytelling into a business book is kind of across the genres. Therefore, I wanted to make it real. I wanted to make it about my experiences, and I guess the other feature of the book is a collaborative book. There's lots of books on collaboration now. Mine's the only book that's actually a collaborative book. I've got 100 people.
What do you mean by that?
I've got 100 people from 5 different countries quoted in my book, and I've done some research with a PhD from Nova Scotia on what their answers were. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud to say it's a unique book. It's a story book. What some people have said, well, geez, Dave, you've failed a lot. And I have, and that's after 42 years of business. I want to share my learnings. I don't want people to continue to fail over and over and try to do it without learning from my experience and my 100 collaborators in 5 countries.
Interesting. So I'm just thinking a business book written here in the Kootenays, what's been the reaction to your book, and what kind of feedback are you getting?
It's interesting. It's everything. What I'm totally delighted about and surprised about is I get people like Marshall Goldsmith, who has given me a testimonial for my book. This is the way to work together better. Book's been out for about a year now, Keith, and we've sold 15,000 copies in China. I had no idea. Now we're at Aaron's place at Lotus Books today in Cranbrook, and we might have sold 10 books. So it is an international flavor, and at the same time, there's so much more to do. If I might, I've done 41 podcasts. I'm going to
be... So the podcasts tie into the book?
Tie into the book. I've got another 47 guests there in my book.
So by trade, your business is consulting. So is that a philosophy that you bring into your consulting practice?
Yeah. So when I used to run little oil and gas companies in Calgary, and then when I moved out to the Kootenays 14 years ago, I realized I actually don't know very much. You know, I'm a grandfather. I've raised teenagers, and I've lived here for 14 years. What I want most for my book and my community in our world is actually to build skills. So my offerings, my coaching, my workshops are all about skill building over time to get people to have the courage and the success working together.
Dave, can we talk about the writing process? How long did it take you to put together the book? Would you tackle it again, or is this a one-time project? Give us your thoughts on that.
It is not a one-time. In high school, I won the Golden Quill Award because I wanted to be a writer and then a photographer. So finally, at the other end of my career, Keith, I'm a writer. About 12 years ago, I met a number of the people in the Harvard Program of Negotiation, Bill Urey, Erica Fox, Doug Stone, etc. And I claimed to them, I said, these are brilliant books on collaboration, dispute resolution, but you guys have all spent your entire career in the ivory tower. You actually don't know most about negotiation and conflict. So I'm going to write a book about that. And they encouraged me to do that. It took me 3.5 years of getting up at 5 o'clock every morning. You know this, Keith. You're writing for 2 hours, whether you put a word on the page or not, or whether you end up writing all day because you got so excited and inspired. So it's a labor of love. I'm writing another book. I'll be publishing another audio book, an e-book this fall. So it's a continual offering and learning. And what one of the things that's most important to me is to invite others in. Oftentimes people think that they're not the experts. Well, if they can be quoted in our books, in our audio books, in our e-books, in our workshops, it helps. It brings them into leadership.
That sounds like collaboration to me.
Yeah, what a concept.
So as we wrap this up, Dave, what one piece of advice in your mind stands out in the book that you would share with readers?
Collaborative leadership is the way to success. If you want to continue to try to be the hero, you'll get cremated. It is the only way going forward. If I may add to that, the most recent projection for the skills that are needed most in 2020 is complex problem solving, collaboration, and critical thinking. I think all of those things allow us to break through to yes if we do it together.
And those are topics that you address in the book?
Those are all topics in the book and the podcasts and the audiobooks.
Good. Well, we look forward to your next publication as well, and congratulations on publishing a business book that has application just about to everyone. So appreciate you taking the time to be our guest today on Talking Kootenai Books.